The story of Breonna Taylor, a Kentucky woman who was shot and killed by police in her home last year, galvanized the nation and brought one particular law enforcement practice, the use of no-knock warrants, under scrutiny. No-knock warrants authorize police officers to enter a home without first knocking and announcing their presence. Angelina Mosher Salazar has been following the debate of no-knock warrants and has the story.
For State Representative Lakeisha Myers, the first time she heard about no-knock warrants was in the wake of Breonna Taylor's death.
So I was really caught and impacted by the death of Breonna Taylor.
Myers looked into the history of no-knock warrants and learned that they were implemented under the Reagan administration as part of the 1980s war on drugs.
If you think about old videos from the news, I remember seeing LAPD and Nancy Reagan, you know, kind of riding, you know, on a battering ram, which looked like a little tank, and, you know, smashing into suspected drug houses, all of this type of activity.
Today, critics say that the use of no-knock warrants is both dangerous to civilians like Breonna Taylor, but also to law enforcement officers who serve the warrants. In 2019, 35-year-old Milwaukee police officer Matthew Rittner was shot and killed while executing a no-knock warrant. Proponents of the tactic say it creates a necessary element of surprise to confiscate contraband, but it's difficult to fully understand the impact of no-knock warrants because different jurisdictions collect different data, if at all. When asked how many times police officers or civilians have been killed during the execution of a no-knock warrant, Milwaukee Police Department Acting Chief Jeffrey Norman was unable to answer the question.
I have no immediate numbers of anything. If they even have a situation like that, I'm not aware of a situation in my current memory.
Last week, a Wisconsin task force on racial disparities introduced a bipartisan bill that would require data collection on no-knock warrants. Under the proposal, the Department of Justice would have to collect information from law enforcement agencies across the state and prepare an annual report on the use of no-knock warrants. The proposal drew support from key police unions, including the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Here's Executive Director Jim Palmer.
The dearth or the lack of information and data relative to the use of no-knock warrants in this state, I think is a bigger problem. I think that collecting that data would serve as a better guide for prospective public policy changes than a very tragic and horrendous case in Louisville, Kentucky.
But not every member of the task force is on the same page when it comes to collecting data on no-knock warrants. Rebecca Burrell, a Madison-based activist, says the measure is a waste of time.
We came with our demands. Well, this is the best that we could get. We didn't come asking for what you thought was best for us. We came telling you what would be best for our community based on experience. Data collection that should already have been collected did no justice for my community, and it is a slap in my face.
Representative Myers also has concerns. While she says the measure to collect data is a step in the right direction, it does nothing now to actually curb the use of no-knock warrants. Her bill, the Breonna Taylor bill, would actually do that.
Like I said, I'm in for the long haul. It most definitely would depend on if we get a committee hearing. I'm not certain that we will, given that we have 329 that came from the task force.
While Myers is skeptical the Breonna Taylor bill will go anywhere, she says she's not throwing in the towel. The fate of the legislation lies with Republican Representative John Spiros, who is the chair of the Justice and Public Safety Assembly Committee. For now, the bill mandating the DOJ to collect this data will be voted on by the Public Safety Assembly Committee today, while the Breonna Taylor bill is on standby. As for outright banning no-knock warrants, there is no proposal at the state level that would do just that. Angelina Mosher Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.